Tonight's game, you look at the time on ice, I think everybody was really close to double digits, and Paul really seemed to be rolling those four lines, even in a tight game as it was till midway through the third period. How'd you feel your line sort of perform? Looked like you had a lot of offensive zone time and were creating some opportunities.
You know, that confidence with the puck comes with playing, and when we can get into double-digit numbers and we can get the lines rolling and our line can get confident, then, you know, we're a really effective line and a really good line, and we can help the hockey team.
As a team, no doubt, it's tough to always get four lines kind of cooking at the same time. But did you feel like maybe last night's game, maybe more than any so far this season, you really had the four lines rolling and really threatening at all times?
Yeah, it's early. You know, there have been a couple. I'm not a coach. You know what I mean? I don't make those kinds of decisions. And you know, I go out when I'm told. And like you said, it is tough when it is tough to get all four lines going. And if you can do that, and if you can manage that, then you know, it's awesome, and it's going to give you your best chance to win. So you know, we're dangerous when all four lines are going. And you know, it's really not too. It happens often. That's the thing too with our team. So it's fun to watch.
Just having Brendan as now a piece on that line. Maybe what have you noticed in the two games that you guys have been together? What's he bringing?
Yeah, he straight line, really fast skater. You know, get in there, dig out pucks for Frenchie and I. You know, he's awesome. He's been awesome to play with so far. He's created a little bit of havoc for us, and you know, you guys watch him every night as well. So he's great to play with.
Big adjustment from Christian to him.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I mean, he's been playing pro for a couple of years. I guess the NHL, which is a little bit different, but you know, he's got that drive every day that he wants to get better, and when he gets into a game, you know, he's going to scratch and claw to stay, and you know, I think that's what I love about him.
Arizona's coming off a big win themselves last night. What do you expect as you play them for the first time here tomorrow afternoon?
They're a young team for what I know. I know a couple guys on that team, so you know, they're going to be another fast skating team. You know, the games we've been used to the past couple of games. So, you know, I think we just got to keep it simple and, you know, try to get something going.
When we watch practice today or listen to practice, Brendan seems to be a very vocal player. Is he like that on the bench and during the games as well? Does he constantly chat?
Yeah. Me and him try to, you know, keep it light, keep it loud. You know, it helps the guys. You know, when you have a quiet bench, the energy can sometimes, you know, disappear a little bit. So we try to stay loud and loud and fun, and you know, bring back the energy. So
can you keep up with him?
Yeah, I can keep up
chatter-wise?
With him. Chatter-wise? Yeah.